Here we go. B-A-N-N-N-A-N-A-N-A. Okay. Did you know? Yeah, don't you know the hip song that everyone's singing?
All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman will be back tomorrow night. But we are joined by one of the veterans of KLSX, a guy who started with the station back in 1992,
'94.
Ladies and gentlemen, Malibu Dan, everybody.
Thank you, Junior.
Look at you.
You know, it's always good to be back, and especially, you know, on a day like today, considering that you were gone on vacation.
Yes, gone for two weeks, man.
You got to open up that soup cooler, make with the yucks. You got a lot going on.
Thank you very much.
And yet, I still found time, or you still invited me in, which is great.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I listen to your show every Saturday.
My AMCO transmission?
Yeah.
Don't you love that?
I love the show.
Thanks,
dude. You're
man.
Very knowledgeable when it comes to cars.
Oh, I BS my way through it all. I actually really love Jim and that show because I love cars, you know, so it's, you know, I dig it.
And I love when you gave away, you were giving out a website.
Are there any specific sizes on them or no?
No, there's a company called, if you go to chassistech.com, C-H-A-S-I, what is it, S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tech, T-E-C-K? T-E-C-H. Sorry,
.com.
ChassisTech.com. They'll probably have what you're looking for. I mean, they got absolutely everything.
Yeah, very clear. I love how you guys are struggling through Chassis Tech, and then you both you know, finish with, like, oh, of course, .com. I'm sure you guys got it now.
Do you have to say that, though? I mean, I know there's .org and there's .net.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to say www. Dot anymore.
But you always have to say .com?
I think you have to give the .dot whatever, yeah. But play it again. This is great. Listen to this very carefully. This is Malibu.
Are there any specific sizes on them or no?
No, there's a company called, if you go to chassistech.com, C-H-A-S-I, what is it, S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tech, T-E-C-K?
S-S-I-C.
Yeah, T-E-C-H. Sorry,
.com.
.com. Chassistech.com. They'll probably have what you're looking for.
Jim didn't even know.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Now, you have a friend, Nate.
He's
your best friend. Five best friends.
I've got five best friends, and they go in order.
Right.
So it goes, Nate, best friend, Jeff, or I'm sorry, Mike, best friend, Nate, best friend, Jeff, best friend, John, best friend, and then, of course, Scott, best friend.
Right, and everybody knows the order. Pecking order.
That's right. You remember my wedding. They all stood up there in order.
Do they all have best?
We never went there.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I think you're the only 35-year-old, 36-year-old. How old are you now? 35-year-old guy who has best.
Well, let me ask you this. You've got Fox.
I have a lot of good friends, but they're never in any order.
So you don't like Warnick better than Fox?
No, nobody in my friends has. There's no order of Fox.
If you had a pick to be on an island with only one person, one of your best friends, who would it be?
I don't know. One of my really best friends on, you mean stranded on an island?
Yeah, that's right. The castaway. Mm-hmm. Who would it be?
I don't know. It'd probably be one of my, I guess my best friend.
Your fifth place guy.
Yeah, who had to be stranded on a desert island.
That's
with,
right. That's right.
Would probably be maybe Jerry Wischowski.
He made it. He made it in the top five.
Nah, it's
I heard he's not feeling
very
well.
All right, here we go. Nate is your good friend.
Love Nate.
One of your best friends. Yeah. And you're writing partners with him.
Yes,
you guys
right.
write music together. And this guy lives with his mom, and he lives in the basement of a house. And I tell you something, he has a crazy lifestyle. He's not a bright guy. I don't think he's a very clean guy. He's not a very well-educated guy.
You really got to visit where he lives to get the grasp of him. I mean, you've met him.
I've met him. He's a mess. All right. He's on the phone? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate. Nate, how are you, sir?
You know, I can hear these introductions. He's not a mess. He's a mess. He lives in his mother's house. I mean, come on.
I tried to defend you, Nate.
No,
I'm
you
sorry.
Didn't. You said I'm a mess.
Nate, listen, if you're going to start off the interview all pissed and crazy.
Well, I'm just saying I can hear the introduction. So, you know, either put it so I can hear something else or don't say that stuff.
All right.
I stand here and I'm going like, wow. You know, it's bad enough. I'm best, you
right.
know.
All right. You got a point there.
Yeah.
Now, so you're like out there doing TV shows, radio shows, all kinds of stuff. So you can come on here and just be your regular self and pissed at us, and, you know, it's like one of your only, one of your many outlets, right?
What? I'm doing what?
Yeah, one of your many outlets that you have in L.A. You're on radio shows all the time and TV shows all the time, so you can give us attitude,
no,
right?
I don't even like doing it. It's just, you know, when you call me
get
up.
Out of here, dude. I called you today, and you're all high on weed, and you said you'd love to come on.
I said, yeah, call me, you know. I wasn't like, love.
Yeah, but you seem burnt today for some reason.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here, and it starts out with he lives in the basement of his mother's house. Okay, you always say that, like I'm some sort of, that's like Maniac City. And then it goes, and he's a mess, and he's not so bright, and he's not so clean. I'm smart, man. I'm so much smarter than Danny.
All right, you're very smart. I'll give you that. All right, now I hear from Malibu Dan. How old are you? You're 36, 37?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I heard that you gave your mom a Christmas wish list.
Yeah.
You gave her like a list of things you wanted for Christmas.
Well, how else is she going to know what to buy me?
How long was the list?
Just a short page.
A short page.
And just, you know, I do it by hand, and it's one page, and it's, you know, maybe. She doesn't have to buy me everything on it, but she wants to know what I want.
Wow.
He doesn't use a computer, by the way.
I use it.
Never use that thing.
Hey, so what was on your wish list? What did you look for this year?
I wanted some PSP games.
Right. Did you get those?
Yeah, I got them.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. And you play those all day?
Some days I do. If I, you know, get into it. Sometimes it's hard to get away from it once you're into it.
Yeah. How long? What's the longest period of time you played the PlayStation?
I couldn't even tell you.
You couldn't tell me.
I mean. To the point where, you know, you almost want to kill yourself, you know.
All right. Now, also, you started a mobile dog grooming service, and I guess your little van broke down, so you used your mom's station wagon for a couple days?
I didn't clean the dogs in the station wagon. I just drove the station wagon, and I latched them to the back of the, you know, the thing that opens up in the back.
And so the dogs came out to the station wagon.
Yeah.
And you cleaned them in your mom's station wagon?
I tried to clean them outside my mom's station wagon. You know, why don't you just get to the point? The business is not happening. It was a bad idea. And it's not happening anymore. So why even go there? It was just, you know, it didn't happen. The van was not good, and I didn't really know what I was doing. I made a lot of dogs cry when I cut their fingernails.
He really tried, Tim. You know, he really, truly tried.
A dog's fingernail is not like your fingernail. There's actual stuff inside that fingernail that really,
feelings.
Really hurts.
Mm. And you did this in the rain, so it was just you.
I did a couple. It wasn't raining every day. It was just.
I know, but let me get this straight. It was you, the dog, in the back of a station wagon with nail clippers.
No, I had all, you know, I had the whole thing. I had a you know, a blow dryer, and I had a hose, and I had a whole thing. But it's not happening. It was a bad idea. I might be managing an apartment in Upland.
And your mom made you, no, wait a minute. Before we get into Upland, your mom made you detail the station wagon. She said it was so putrid after you were done.
What, you don't know my mother. I mean, I did that on my own. It wasn't her. It was just, of course I'm going to clean it. You know, there's all kinds of hair back there and everything.
Right. All right, let's get into the Upland. You're going to move out?
There's a chance. I didn't even tell Danny about this, but my mother's boyfriend has a cousin that he manages an apartment in Upland, and he's going to be leaving, and I might be able to do it.
Do you have any skills in that area?
What do you got to do? You say, open the door, you say, here, look at the apartment, or you clean out the fleas, they say. Sometimes there's fleas.
Well, I think you're reducing the skills and the responsibilities.
You just got to be able. Oh, here's what they told me. You got to be able to answer the phone. You got to fill out applications. You got to call the main office and check the applications. And when people move out, you got to check for fleas. Mm. And then you paint.
You got to support them, Tim.
All right. Now, is it also true that you gave Malibu Dan's wife a fairly nice piece of authentic jewelry for the holidays?
Yes, I did.
That's so weird.
It's just really weird.
It's just
dude.
So weird.
She wears it, Danny. Come
I know
on, she
does.
Wears it.
You've always had a crush on her. We've had this problem.
Not a crush. It's like we're good friends because we both know that sometimes you can be a real, you know what?
Uh-oh.
You know, no, we've talked about it before.
No, wait, let me say one thing, Danny. You know that you want to be on a desert island? People play that for fun. You play to make people cry. You know, who would
That's
you
not
pick?
True. That's
it's so true. It's like, I would pick, not you, you know.
Right. You know, listen, Tim, ever since I met Sarah, right. He's always been all over her. Ever since day one. you have, man.
What am I supposed to do? You know, it's lunchtime and there she is. And you know, I got to go
eat
with
her.
But when you presented the jewelry to her, you, I guess you had lunch with her and took her out to lunch. But you kept saying that saying, every kiss begins with K. What does that mean?
Every kiss begins with K.
It's that cute little song.
Oh, K Jewelers, huh?
Yeah, some K Jewelers.
Is that where you got it?
No, I got it from my mother.
Wait, what?
It was an heirloom piece, you know.
Is it really expensive? Is it really valuable?
It's really valuable.
Wow.
And this wasn't the value, because that's not what she's about. She's about the thought.
Who, your mom or Sarah?
Sarah.
Come on,
does
man.
Does your mom know it's missing?
It's not missing. It's mine. It's, you know, it's a part of my inheritance.
Oh, Bob Bo. All right. All right. Also, you gave we gave you tickets to George Lopez at the Nokia Theater. And you gave those to your mom for Christmas?
She didn't even want to go.
Yeah, but dude, why? When we give you gifts and we give you like tickets and DVDs, why would you then re-gift them to people?
Here's the thing, Tim, and you know it's true. You give me the exact thing that I say I don't want. You say, do you want these DVDs? Yeah, I'll have those DVDs.
Dude.
Oh, here's John Lovitz. Do you want to have tickets to the adult fantasy fair? Yeah, I'll go.
Right.
Oh, here's George Lopez tickets. You know, I mean, if I want to see George Lopez, I'll just watch reruns or something. I never even watched him when he was, you know, live.
Oh, Bob.
I mean, I'm sure he's great. But, you know, it's like certain people don't like certain things.
Well, let me write that down. What is that again?
Certain people,
Ryan,
don't like certain things.
All right, there you go.
You know, it's better if we just don't give him anything.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Danny, you don't have any power to give anything anymore. Come on.
Yeah, Nate lives in the basement of his mom's house.
Here we go.
I'm just telling people where you live, my brother.
All right.
And he's got
a totally separate apartment of my own.
He's got a girlfriend who is considerably overweight. Is that right?
She's not anorexic.
Okay. Well, she's obviously beat that. But she's in the low deuces?
Oh, you're crazy.
How big is this woman?
5'4". How could she be? If she was in the low deuces, Dr. Phil would be coming with a wheelbarrow to come get her out. I mean, come on.
All right. And she recently got braces, and she wears a headgear?
She does not wear the headgear. The headgear is attached to part of her.
Malibu Dan says he was over there, and she had a headgear with.
Because she felt comfortable, because she was in my home.
Yeah, but I mean, with the rubber bands and everything.
It's not rubber. It's a whole. It's not like it used to be when you had your headgear, man. It's all new. You know, it's like it's just a big metal plastic kind of thing you can see through. And
how old is she?
She's like 26.
And she wants to get her teeth straightened now? What happened before?
It's the kind of thing it dawns on you. Hey, I'm not happy or whatever. Women get that. You know, it's like
she's working on herself, man.
She's
trying here.
She's thinking, hey, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just be perfect if I want?
All right.
But can I tell you what I found on his bed?
All right, this is a Nate Malibu Dan's best friend. What'd you find on his bed?
Don't get mad, but you knew I had to tell Tim. I actually found the box of the condom box, and it was folded inside out, and there was instructions how to put the condom on.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think? And it's truly there. Wouldn't you think that you would know? Isn't that a natural?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's good to read. I like to read instructions. I mean, I know it's guys are supposed to just go ahead, put the stereo together. Who cares? You know, but I like to just look at things, and I was just reading it. I wasn't like I didn't know how to use it. I was just going, you know?
Wait a minute. I think the bigger issue is you're buying condoms by the box?
The big box.
Why not? I bought cigarettes by the carton.
It was a variety box, too.
Yeah, but how often are you getting it going down there with this chick?
Quite a bit.
How often?
I'll just say quite a bit. You know, she's not here every day, but when she is, I mean, that's what we're up to.
You know, Malibu Dan was sitting upstairs watching TV with your mom and heard her, like, screaming. She's screaming with joy?
We could have been watching something scary, or I don't know what. Sometimes she screams, but...
I've heard her. She's a screamer.
Well, so what? You know what? You
That's
shouldn't
great.
Be sitting upstairs with my mom. You know, when I'm downstairs getting busy, you should just excuse yourself and go home.
Getting busy.
Waiting for you.
Wow.
You hang out, man.
Dude, you're a complete stud, man. For you to be able to get chicks in your mom's basement, man, you are a stud.
It's my own apartment with a separate, well, not a separate entrance, but, you know, it's totally my own place, really.
All right. You must be one of the last guys that have a Walkman cassette player. You still buy cassettes?
You know how cheap cassettes are on eBay?
Oh,
you can buy a lot And I'm talking not a lot, a lot. I mean a lot, like a large amount.
Yeah, but you're walking around the neighborhood with a Walkman. I mean, isn't that embarrassing?
To who? Like the old ladies everybody. I pass and bums and who cares? If nobody goes, hey, whoa, look at you. You got a what? Cassette? Hey, nobody cares.
Walking around the Walkman.
So what do you got?
Well, I mean, you know, nowadays people have an MP3 player or, you know,
iPods.
The iPods.
Yeah, as if I'm going to go out and get an iPod. Come on, those things are so stupid.
Oh, please. Yeah, nobody has them. You're right. It's
I said
a
people
fad.
Have them, but people have, you know, herpes, too. You know, not everything's good.
All right. Now, the couple that moved in next door, they've got two young children, and they're nervous having you living in the basement next door?
They are not. They're nervous.
Malibu
I have not even really spoken to those people.
Yeah, but Malibu
and the one time that kid threw the ball into my
That's what I'm talking
window,
about, dude.
I just looked down, and he just started screaming. I didn't do anything. I was like, he just was scared because he saw a person where he thought just his ball was going to be.
Yeah, but he said more than that. The little kid told his dad that you were, like, reading that box of condoms and,
oh,
like, trying them on.
That kid wouldn't even know. That was so far from the window. That's just a total lie.
Nah, dude, you're trying condoms on in front of that kid.
Now you're making stuff up. That kid started screaming because he stuck his head in the window thinking he's going to get his ball, and there I was.
Yeah, you're there.
He was like, wah!
Yeah, there you were alone with
away.
A condom on, reading instructions.
There I was with my face in the window. That's all he saw.
All right, man. All right, and also your mom.
I mean, that's not even funny, because what if those people, now all of a sudden, they start thinking, what? What's this? He never told us, our child never told us this, and now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying?
All right, dude, I'm just saying, pull the blinds when you're doing that, you know?
His ball came through the window.
How is, I don't understand why you're 36 years old, and you live in a place where a neighbor's ball can come through the window.
What? Anybody of any age has windows.
I know, but you're living in a basement, dude.
It is a...
He might be moving out if he manages the apartment complex.
Absolutely, I might be, but I'm not going to... My mom's not going to change anything. She already said I'm welcome to come back at any time.
All right. Are you up against, five other degenerates for this job?
I don't even know if there's anybody but me, because this guy might have to go to jail. And he might or might not. So
who's got, you mean the current manager?
Exactly.
For what? What is he going to jail for?
Honestly, to tell you the truth, I think it has something to do with cars, but I really did not ask.
All right. Stealing cars?
No, something to do with, like, I think he had a lot of, I honestly didn't ask, so I'm totally making this up, so don't even ask me to say it.
All right. All right, now, so your mom hired a maid that cleans the house, and she's got to come down and clean up your room? I mean, your mom hires a maid, and all of a sudden she's cleaning up your crap?
Jesus
what? What? As if, like, oh, don't go down there. Just clean part of the house, maid.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, it's really weird, dude.
Why?
Well, it's just odd that your mom has to deal with, you know, your dreck still.
My mom loves me. I don't know what your problem is with moms, but my mom loves me.
And Malibu Dan also said when somebody knocks on your basement door, you always answer with, who goes there?
Danny, you know that's only a joke for you.
Well, like, you do he it. Said anybody.
Right, you get carried away.
I do it when Danny's there because he thinks it's a riot. He acts like it's a riot.
All right, but let's recreate. Let's say he knocks. But what do you say?
Who goes there? See, it's funny.
It's just so weird.
It does crack me up every time.
It is kind of funny.
All right, dude. All right, Nate is with us, Malibu Dan's best friend. And
I love you, Nate.
I love you, too. You know,
during the holidays, is it true that you went to the Outback Steakhouse with a $3 toy and during the Toys for Tots, and then you ate steak and chicken for like 2.5 hours?
That was not a $3 toy.
How much was the toy worth, dude?
That was like $12. That was a miniature bicycle.
Right.
And it was just, you know, like for kids who like to collect, you know, miniature things.
Yeah, because kids are into that.
$12. I got it on eBay. It was really cool.
You do a lot of eBay stuff, huh?
Well, I like to, you know, I like to get a bargain when it's out there.
Right. Also, you do yard work in the front yard without a shirt on?
Yeah. I'm like, Mr. Hey, look at me. I have taken my shirt off if it's really hot, but I mean, So what? Who doesn't?
I know, but you're out there. Your boobs are sagging.
What
the sweat...
boobs are sagging? You don't. You never saw my boobs. My boobs are fine.
Nah, Dan they're... says they're sagging. They're
got man boobs.
All right, open Danny's shirt right now. Come on, open Danny's shirt right now.
Yours are worse than mine, and I got man boobs.
Oh, come on.
I do.
Danny, you got man boobs. You got man boobs all the way down to your waistline.
Oh, please. All right, Nate is with us. If you'd like to talk to these two clowns. They're writing partners, and Malu Dan's best friend is Nate. Nate, can you hold on?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We'll give you a prize, dude.
Don't give him anything, I'm telling you.
Hey, Dan, you've got no power anymore.
Hey, what about the Robin B. Hood Ultimate Edition DVD?
All right, what's that?
It's with the Jackie Chan interview.
All right.
You like that?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, Malu Dan is with us. Nate is with us as well. If you'd like to talk to Malu Dan's best friend, he lives in a basement with his mom. Malibu Dan and him write songs together, and it's just the weirdest effing thing. We've had him on the show before.
His my guy best friend.
But
my best friend.
I think he's the only guy in L.A. or in Southern California who lives in his mom's basement.
I don't know, Tim. I think you'd be surprised.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Malibu Dan joins us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Ugh.